next up on the Sundance Reel on the weekend, and with my co-host David Darcy, we have Lauren Greenfield, the director of the new documentary Generation Wealth. But before we get to that, I did want to ask you for a brief update, because you were here with a picture called Queen of Versailles, when that came to the festival, one of the subjects of the film was threatening to sue you to stop the thing from being shown. How did that ever play out?
It was actually a little more interesting and complex than that, because Jackie Siegel, the star of the documentary, was here promoting the film. She came to the opening night and blew kisses to the audience after the film. But her husband, David Siegel, sued myself and Sundance in a lawsuit that did happen, which luckily we successfully won, and they had to pay all of the legal fees. But Jackie, even during the time when I was being sued, continued to promote the film for a year, coming with me to London, Helsinki, and Florida, and a number of places. So it was very unusual.
While her husband was suing you.
Yes.
That's a good one. So she's sort of eating both sides of the apple, so to speak.
And then she took on the name the Queen of Versailles. And yesterday when I was in the supermarket, somebody gave me Queen of Versailles branded hot sauce with her picture on it.
Oh, my God. Are you getting any cut of that product?
No, she keeps the Queen of Versailles.
Wow. To what extent does this film flow out of that? I mean, there's a lot, and you're still a photographer originally. There's a lot that comes out of the pose of that character that flows into this film.
Well, in a way, it was the opposite. The Queen of Versailles flew out of the wealth, kind of grew out of the Wealth Project and my exploration of wealth. But it was a really pivotal moment for me, because during the crash and while I was making the Queen of Versailles, I started to think that as that became a kind of morality tale about the way we had been living and kind of the result of wanting more and more and building bigger and bigger, I started to see that maybe all of the stories, the hundreds of stories I had done since the 90s, were connected into a bigger story. And so after the Queen of Versailles, I started focusing fully on putting together this new puzzle about how our culture as a whole had changed.
Right. Before I ask you some specific questions, I see this film as a strong argument against tax cuts for the rich. In other words, it seems to be saying that wealth corrupts, or wealth certainly can corrupt, and maybe the rich are rich enough.
I think that's right. I mean, I think what you see is that consumerism and wealth is a kind of addiction, and that there's no satisfaction, pleasure, or kind of anything good from having too much of it. And we hear that from, for example, a hedge fund banker who made $800 million, had too much of it, and said it wasn't what he wanted. In fact, it took away everything he found out did matter in the end. The backdrop of my exploration of wealth over the last 25 years is exactly what you're saying about the tax cuts, in the sense that we've never seen so much concentration of wealth in the hands of the few, and we have less social mobility than in the 70s before this exploration starts.
Right. But then you get into, I don't know if this is the right word, but in each character, you explore pathologies that come out of this. Talk about that. Where'd you find these characters, by the way?
So all of the characters really came from, for 25 years, I've been looking at the culture of materialism and celebrity and image in different ways in my work as a photographer. And pretty much all of the characters in the film really came from photographs that I had made or assignments or somewhere along a photographic journey, with the exception of Florian Holm, the hedge fund banker, who I sought out for this project and I had actually gone to college with. So every person came from my past, and it was kind of going back and then following them.
Yeah, we should tell the audience he won't be seeing Florian at the screenings here. As I understand it, he can't come to the United States unless he wants to go to prison.
He's a fugitive from justice. He was on the FBI's most wanted list along with Osama bin Laden. However, his son Conrad Holm is here and will be at the screening today.
Okay. So another two, along with the notorious Harvey Weinstein, who was a fixture of Florian, won't be here. So at Sundance. All right, tell us more about this. You followed. When did the still photographs become cinema?
And did you see there's a still photograph of Harvey Weinstein and also Brett Ratner and Russell Simmons, so they have short cameos in the film.
But that was fun to put in. Okay, talk about the transition from still photographs to cinema, because interestingly, Nathaniel Kahn, who was talking about art before, was mentioning a futurist painting of a dog wagging its tail, and it was as if this painting had to move into cinema because you were going only so far with motion that painting could take you. But talk about moving from still photography into cinema with these characters and with the broader project.
So I started working after the crash on putting together this project, and I started going through what ended up being more than 500,000 pictures with a curator for a book and a show about wealth. And as I was doing it, I realized I needed to make a movie. I wanted to go back to some of the characters and see what happened, and I wanted to tie it together in a more emotional and personal way that cinema can do.
Okay, so it's a little strange. When you're producing a film, you're going to people who have money, saying, "I want to show you what's wrong with rich people, but not you. And I want you to give me money to do this." Talk about that.
Well,
I'm overcharacterizing this and exaggerating, but.
What I should say, the most important thing about Generation Wealth is it's not actually about wealth. It's about the aspiration to wealth. And I've been looking at this aspiration from the poor to the rich, across class, across race, across border. So it's really about how at every level we want something else. We want to be other than we are. And in this culture that celebrates image, the idea of fake it till you make it, posing as rich.
One of the great lines in the film.
It's as important and as valuable as being rich.
And it's spoken by a rapper, black rapper, but it could apply to every character here. Now, plug your book. You've got a book. Tell people the title and where they can buy it in Park City, if they can.
The book is Generation Wealth, and we're doing a book signing tomorrow at Dolly's at 12:30.
Right, there you go.
Just down the street from us. And future screenings of Generation Wealth. You're over at the Temple this afternoon, Saturday, and down in Salt Lake on Sunday, and next Thursday out at the Prospector Theater at about 8:30 in the morning. And let's see, that looks like the final showings for the film in Park City. So we're going to news shortly. We'll be back with Sundance Reel. Lauren Greenfield for Generation Wealth, thank you. And this is KPCW, Park City.